Hi everyone, welcome back to Sashay Away with Barry. I am here with Chris, our normal toot and booter, and back by popular demand, it is Brian, our master of puns and dad jokes, joining us for the finale of Drag Race Down Under. Welcome Brian and Chris.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you so much.
Now, one of you has to have a New Zealand accent, and one has to be
Australian. I'll do New Zealand. It's like, it's thicker.
You sound like Bert from Mary Poppins.
Fush and chops, jandle.
Yes, exactly. I'm happy to announce that Chris has finally watched an episode of Drag Race Down Under. This is his first one, and so he's going to have amazing opinions. First of all, tell us what you thought of the finale and the four queens.
I thought the finale was great. I thought the four queens were awesome. It was very, I thought they were pretty dynamic, pretty different, pretty eclectic, and it was like nice to finally get to know them and their personalities. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, oh, like, of course, yes, ketamine's amazing. This is why Barry is just always about ketamine.
So obsessed, like, with her.
Me too. I thought it was great. It was really good.
Could you pick out the two racists?
Oh dear. I'm going to say Scarlett.
Yeah, she was the one that was called out on the stage. For doing blackface.
Great. Sounds about right. And Karen?
Karen is the other one. She had a tattoo of a Gollywog doll, which is an old kind of blackface African-American doll. She had a tattoo. I believe she has it covered. I thought she was just covering with makeup, but I think she actually got it covered fully. But she also had a gigantic Gollywog doll collection. So, you know.
Okay. Well, lots to unpack here.
There you go. They did not bring up that on Drag Race, only Scarlett's blackface. But we're here. We're going to toot and boot the performance looks from the music number that they did for I'm a Winner Baby. And then, of course, their best drag runway looks. Ready? We always start off with RuPaul. So let's do that. Here's RuPaul in this gold lame number. Thoughts, comments?
I loved it. And when she was sashaying down the runway and like holding it like that, I was like, I want that skirt. So I'm going to toot it.
I'm going to toot it as well. I mean, this is the best she's looked on Australia. I think the hair is good. The makeup is stunning. The way she's holding it makes the dress look weird because it's so high in the front. But I think it's just because she's holding it in this picture.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love it as well. Brian?
Why do her legs and feet look like they're a foot off from the center of her body?
It's such a weird photo.
It's a little strange.
She also looks like she's 4 foot tall when we know she's not.
Yeah.
It's a weird angle.
It's a very weird angle.
Yeah, it's still a toot, but good Lord, it looks like she's been... I can't even say what I'm going to say, so let's just move on.
Please don't. We'll all be canceled.
Yeah.
What do you both think Instagram thought of Miss RuPaul?
88.
74.
88.
Oh, damn it!
She came back with a vengeance. good job. You got it exactly correct. All right, these are the performance looks for the number that they did. Taking into account that they were going to have to dance. That's my preface for these outfits. Starting with Ketamine, giving us fringe for days in a nude illusion.
I liked this.
I did too.
I thought it played well on the stage, more so than I thought it was going to when she first came out. So I'm going to toot it.
Yeah, I'm going to toot it as well. I think, fringe is always good when you're dancing because it gives you movement. I would like to first call out these backup dancers. What are they wearing?
The backup dancers were literally in I'm pretty sure when that happened, I was like, oh, they didn't have time to change and production threw them on the stage.
Yeah, they just said go. Yeah. You're on.
It looks like they were like paper or plastic. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And the fringe is lovely though. I like it.
The fringe is so good. Yeah. I think the Nude Illusion is fine. I'm not a huge fan of Nude Illusion, but it looks good. I think this is probably her best wig that she's ever worn as well. So it's a toot from me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a toot from me. I don't know any of these queens, so I need to like really be strategic with my percentages. Like, like them? Do people not like this person?
I'm going to go 92. Why not? Give her a bone.
All right. I will go 89.
84.
I'm gonna always go one lower than Chris.
Yeah, what is this, Price is Right? $1.
Exactly. Exactly. So I guess in this case, Brian is closer. It was 84%
cute. 1200. 1201. I was always like, you bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Unless it is exactly $1,200, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Next we have Art Simone giving us this little bodysuit, very 80s, color blocked on top, animal print on bottom, rainbow ponytail.
Yeah, it's funny because at first I was like, ugh. However, when she was like dancing in it, I was like, oh, okay, like I got it. You're not really a dancer. You're trying to like sort of focus on the hair. It's cute. Yeah. It is, yeah.
Is she wearing the same shoes as the one before this?
When I looked at the pictures, I was like, oh my God, maybe they're all wearing green shoes. but you can see Kita's back here. They are not the same, but they are both green.
Yeah. And then also, I guess they booked Sharon Needles in the background.
Right.
Yeah. You know, when you think of backup dancers, Sharon Needles is the top of my list.
Well, if you're trying to make the queen in front look good.
That's true. all right. So what's your ultimate verdict, Chris? Toot or boot?
I'm going to toot it. I like it.
I'm torn by it. Because I get that it's a bodysuit because she's dancing. I hate this rainbow hairpiece. I don't like it.
I think she's torn by it too. It looks like she did this.
It's only half. It's only the ponytail part of her wig.
Yeah, Michelle liked it. I thought Michelle was gonna clock her.
I thought so too. All right, I'm gonna toot it because I do like the bodysuit. I just don't like that rainbow wig.
I'll give it a slight toot, and I think the percentage is 72%.
Okay.
I'm gonna go 64.
That 64% toot. Chris is the winner of this round. Next, we have Karen from Finance. I call this her Mamma Mia the Musical audition outfit.
That is exactly what I thought as well. I was like, okay, Donna. Like,
yeah, and Michelle called it Elvis, and I was like, well, I guess, but it is definitely more Mamma Mia.
Is no one's getting like Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy from SpongeBob? Like, this is very...
Ooh, a little.
Oh, yeah.
Yikes.
K stands for kelp. This is pretty interesting.
I mean, look at Scarlett's face in the background.
Oh yeah, Scarlett's like this mess.
She's like, what is she doing?
I'm gonna boot that. I'm sorry. I get it and I like it. I'm gonna sort of toot the outfit, but I was really, really annoyed at the bottom front of the wig. I thought it looked awful on stage. So I'm gonna
boot this. The wig was very, very bad.
Yeah.
So is it a toot or a boot? You said you like the outfit, but you don't like.
Oh, I'm gonna boot it. The whole look isn't working for me.
All right, I'm gonna boot it as well. because I just don't. All I see is Mamma Mia.
Yes.
That's all I see, and her performance was terrible.
Yeah, this is a boot. One might say that she is not looking very fine. Yeah.
You are correct.
I'm going to say one word to that, Brian.
Brian, I missed you.
Barry, I missed you too.
Yeah. So what do we think Instagram thought of this?
50-48 split.
52 toot or boot?
I think people tooted it.
I'm going to go 38-toot.
You're both wrong. 73% people tooted this.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I don't get this one at all. This was my least favorite of everything.
People love a good Mamma Mia moment, I guess. That's
I guess right. So. It's nostalgia. Finally, we have Scarlet Envy giving us whore.
I have a couple of comments on this. I love it. I love the idea of it. I thought the wet, red, disgusting hair wig was not for me. I thought like she could have just gone with a little, something a little better, almost like a Miss Fame or something. And that was a meaty tuck.
Is this the gross look or is this the net?
I'm giving the whole look a boot because I hate this wig as well, Chris.
The wig is just, the wig was so bad.
It's painful to look at, the wig. And I hate this outfit too.
Is Meaty Tuck a drag name? Because it probably should be. This is a boot. This is pretty ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna boot it.
All right. Meaty Tuck, I don't know a queen named Meaty Tuck, so you should grab onto that.
Trinity the
Meaty Tuck.
Barry, I should grab onto that.
Grab onto it, girl. Please do.
Careful.
What do we think Instagram thought of this?
I think people like her. So I think they went like, I think they might have gone like 84% toot.
What'd you say, Chris?
84% toot.
Oh, shit. I'm going to go 70% toot.
Just a 62% toot for this one. All right. The audience was not on her side.
Okay, all right. That does make sense. I just thought that people were going to be like, ooh, slut toot. Like,
yeah. I get it. But no, not for her. All right, who has your favorite performance look?
Shockingly, Ketamine.
For me, it's Ketamine as well.
Yeah.
Is that Fringe Lady?
That's the Fringe, yes.
Yeah, same here.
Yes, that's Miss Fringe.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish they tried to like coordinate outfits maybe for the group, but I guess they didn't.
It was all over the place. Everything looked
different.
Yeah, it looked weird together. I was like, okay, like production, was there any chance you could?
Yeah, usually they give them outfits or say, wear red. But not this time.
Today.
Wear whatever the hell you want. They gave up apparently on Australia. next we have Best Drag, and of course this is Art Simone in her Cinderella gown.
Toot, 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 toot. And I know Brian can't see the back of it, but the fact that like it's sort of like ruffled down and like pointed a little bit, like a third of the way down. It was just so detailed and gorgeous.
I mean, when I first saw this 6 seconds ago, it really blew me away.
Great.
Who is this?
This is Art Simone. She's the one that wore the rainbow wig.
Oh shit. This is gorgeous. It's
beautiful.
Stunning toot for me.
Yeah, it's a toot for me. I will say I don't love this plastic fabric. That's my only.
It looks better on the runway.
It did look better on the runway. It does not look good in this photograph. It looks really plastic. It looks like a shower curtain in this photograph. but the bodice is gorgeous. This wig is everything. Just stunning.
There's so much detail around the eyes too that Brian, I'm not sure if you can see, but like crystals and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. I mean, I can zoom in a little bit, I think. But yes, it's going to move her there. There, now you can see her face. It's just stunning.
Yeah.
All right, what do you think Instagram thought of this look?
92.
96.
And it is a 96% toot. Only one person booted it.
I know. I wanted to, like, I was hoping that it would be 100, but I was like, you know, there's like just one salty bitch.
There's always one.
Yeah.
Next, we have Karen from finance giving us her look. I don't know what to call it.
No, boot.
Boot.
I can't.
Boot this, alone, like, just for this hideous wig.
The wig, but also the weird teal ruffle that was like a different blue than the rest of the outfit that was here and on the arms really bothered me.
Yeah, this is pretty ugly.
It's very ugly. I like the idea that she went with like a tailored man's pinstripe suit front, but that's the only thing I like about this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think Instagram thought of her?
24 toot.
38 toot. So still a boot.
No, 69% toot.
Oh my God.
I guess people like her.
People are very generous to her. Okay.
Yeah, because that was not well deserved at all.
Maybe people are triggered when they see from finance. It's like, oh, got a toot, or else I'm not going to get my paycheck.
Right, she's not going to pay me. Next, we have Ketamine, and she gave us this little wing reveal.
This was pretty great. The only thing I have to say about it is that when the wings came out, like the feathers on the wings that are like underneath that basically look like popsicle sticks. I was like, those are a little cheap looking, but I do love the rest of it. I think it's really gorgeous.
They reminded me of vertical blinds, the way they popped out. but I love this as well. I think she looks stunning. This wig is gorgeous. I know she's just wearing a bodysuit, but it is so detailed out with the peplum on the back and the wings. I love it. Love it. Love it. Big tooth.
Yeah. At first, I was a little bit Pega suspicious.
Sure.
did you say Pega suspicious?
Oh, sure my God. Did.
But then it really took flight, and I really liked it a lot.
Yeah, she kind of went from zero to hero, didn't she?
I love it. I love it. All right, Instagram thoughts.
Well, before that, I just want to say, Chris, after my two puns, then yours, Alejandro goes, Chris's was good.
Thanks, Alejandro. Miss you.
Instagram gave this 91%.
I was going to go a little lower, 88.
You're wrong. It was 96, just like art. Only one person booted it.
All right.
It was the same person that booted arts that booted this.
Okay. So they're just bitter.
Bitter queens. I know who this person is, and I will call them out separately. Finally, we have Scarlett Adams. She's giving us pink gown. I don't know what else to say about it.
I'm gonna toot it. I wasn't in love with it as much as the judges were. I was like, it's a gown. Like, it looks really pretty. I think the wig is really gorgeous with it. It's just not the most stunning thing I've ever seen in the world.
No. I agree with you. I also think it doesn't fit her well. And I know that she takes that whole bottom part off to be a bodysuit underneath there so that she can dance around in the lip sync. But it just, the bottom of half of it looks really heavy to me and not well fitted. She's also one of the queens that don't wear breasts, which I know is a big thing now, but they wear these corsets that have like the breasts pulled out automatically. And I don't like that. It's just bare chest underneath that. But I love the dress. I think the dress is beautiful. So I'm going to toot it. Unlike you, I hate this wig.
Oh, I kind of like, that's probably because I like, you know, I wear boy wigs, but.
Sure. I just don't like the curl flip in the front and then it's slicked back on the sides.
Can we talk about how Karen from finance is making a cameo in the mirror?
I was about to ask who that was.
It's the ghost of, they're like waiting for their Karen from finance.
Now I want to go back and look and see if anyone else is in the mirrors. Let's quickly glance.
I don't know.
No, you get no mirror because of the wings for that one.
Oh, yeah. She's, yeah.
There's someone there.
That's Scarlett.
Is that Scarlett?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's funny.
No one's in Art's mirrors. She's like, get out, unless there's someone here. Yeah, oh, there is like, someone. Look at that.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Oh my God. Production was not on it when they were taking these photos.
That looked like ketamine, like took off her wings.
Yeah, it was just a breast.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, your thoughts on Scarlett's gown.
I actually really liked it at first.
Mm-hmm.
And I love her like posing and her hand placement.
Yeah.
I do agree about the breast thing. I get very picky about that.
Yeah.
But I still think this is a toot.
It's still a toot. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like a 70-30, I would say.
Okay.
84.
69. Brian, you were just one off. So close. So close. All right. Who has your favorite look?
Art.
Is that the blue?
Mm-hmm.
That is the blue gown.
And who's the wings?
That is ketamine.
I think I'm ketamine. Blue, now that I think about it more, those like little layered coral reef things right by her waistline, the whole dress should have been that. The plastic is atrocious now that I look at it more. So it
just looks bad in this lighting. I will say that. On the runway, it did not look this way, but it looks really bad in this lighting.
She looked like Cinderella on the runway. It was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm torn between the two of them. I don't know who to give my vote to. You know who I'm going to give it to. I give it to ketamine because she's my favorite queen. Don't judge me. I should give it to Karen from finance because she needs some help. That's all. That's it. We finished Australia, everyone. We're done.
Oh my gosh. It's
over with. Brian, what are you eating?
Wait, who won? Who won Australia?
Ketamine won overall. She was the final winner. The New Zealand Kiwi Queen beat out all the Australian girls.
Work.
Yes, and well-deserved, I thought.
I'm eating salmon with spinach and rice that Alejandra made, and it's delicious. Yum.
How nice. How nice.
I have a soccer game in a couple hours, so I need to eat quickly.
Yeah.
Not like I'm in a rush, but then I can digest because I've had a rough go. I've eaten like, what did I eat that one time? Like tuna. Oof. And then I rushed to my game and I stepped on the field and I was like, oh, this is not going to work out.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, allow that time for digestion.
It was like, yeah. There's like players sometimes that show up after having like a couple of beers together. And I'm like, you're nuts. Like not from being drunk, but like bloated.
Yeah. Because then you're just running constantly.
Oh, and you're sloshing. It's the whole, it's bad.
Oh, yeah. All set.
Actually, Barry, I'll be right near you, sort of. I'm on.
Oh, where are you going to be? At Chelsea Pier?
Yeah, basically. Well, yeah, 23rd Street all the way over. What, Chelsea Waterside Park.
Waterside Park, yeah. Yeah. Lovely.
Yeah, but then we all
play outside?
Yeah, okay. But then we always go to Gym Bar afterwards, which is probably right near you.
Why wouldn't you?
I know.
Although I'm going to tell you, Barracuda is now open, so I highly recommend it.
I know. We love Barracuda. It's Gym Bar sponsors us, so we like have to go there.
Oh, of course. I love Gym Bar too, don't get me wrong. We go there after volleyball every week. All right, thanks for watching, everyone. Are you excited for All Stars 6, both of you? Chris, are you going to watch it, first of all?
That I'll watch, yes. Okay. Because that's going to be, it's exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus.
I just remember that because Ginger Minj is like, I love Plus in the.
I love All Stars, but this lineup, I wasn't like obsessed with. But
me neither.
I'm still excited.
I'm not obsessed with them either because I look at them and I don't see All Stars. In the mix, this to me is, you know, RuPaul's Drag Race second chance, sometimes third chance. But I think it's big personalities, which will make for Candy Muse television.
Yeah.
Which apparently
is excited for Jiggly to come back.
I'm excited to see what Jiggly does. I am excited for Yara Sophia, who is one of my favorite queens. I look forward to every runway that she does. There are three queens that I think should not be on this season, but
ooh,
that's mine.
Do share.
Is it Serena Cha-Cha?
Serena Cha-Cha. Don't need to see her again.
Horrible, horrible.
She's there to promote her wig line, I'm sure. Silky Nutmeg Ganache. I don't need that in my life no more. And Raja D. O'Hara.
Yep, we agree. We're in
none of them. I don't need any of them.
Wait, is Eureka back?
Which means they'll be top three.
Yeah, of course.
Eureka is back for her third chance.
She needs to know when to fucking stop.
I wasn't really excited for her.
But. I'm not a fan of Eureka O'Hara. She won me over on We're Here on HBO because...
Oh, I still haven't seen that.
It showed me that she is an actual person and not just a nasty woman.
Just a hashtag nasty woman.
Just a half one. So it'll be interesting to see if her whole trajectory on the show changes because of that whole We're Here experience.
Wait, Barry, if RuPaul called you right now and said, Barry, you can swap one all-star for someone else. Who would you swap in?
I would put in Dita Ritz, who I think has never been given a chance on All Stars.
I just heard Alejandro.
Yeah, did you hear him?
Yes.
Best lip sync on the entire show.
Ever.
Yeah. Okay, Dita Ritz. Interesting.
And I would get rid of any of those three.
Right. Well, so we were talking the other day about how it's kind of like time for the... what is it? Not like an all-stars for the all-stars, but basically like, oh, I'm sorry. The winners, like winners. Like a winner's all-stars.
Winner season. Yes.
Like when Survivor, that's what it was. Like Survivor did that for like season 40. Like that would be so fun.
Yeah. I don't think that'll ever happen. I don't think some of the queens will come back.
Well, that's fair. Now their fees are too high. Are you kidding me? Bianca Del Rio.
Yeah, that's my thing. If they want them to come back, they're going to have to really raise the prize money. And I'm thinking not like just to 200,000. I'm thinking it would probably have to be a million.
Well, so you would have, Barry, speaking of that, you would appreciate this. To put a very long story short, a couple family friends of ours in California have a Netflix show. And it's a long story. And their prize is $100,000. Mm-hmm. And so I asked him, I was like, be honest, like how much does this person get post, you know, everything? Like what's the net? And it was like 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just this like crazy. I mean, I knew that, but like hearing it out loud and then you take into account like how much these fucking queens spend on the show. It's like,
you're not making any money.
You're not doing it for that. You're doing it to hopefully get picked up because people love you. And then you just like,
yeah.
It's completely promotional.
Yeah, it's promotional now. And that's why they all try to be very nicey-nicey about it because they want to be able to get booked on those gigs afterwards that pay the money. My dearly departed Candy Muse, who I refuse to talk ill of. I'm going to for a moment though. She on Twitter put out this thing because the Voss Events, who does all of the drag tours, the drag race tours, booked Rosé, Gottmik, and Simone for one, for a drive and drag, and did not book Candy Muse. And so she put out this tweet saying that all the top four got booked except the person who came in second because they don't think that she can sell shows. Do we agree with that?
I think Candy could sell shows because of how outrageous she is, but I just feel like people would rather work with people who are maybe kinder.
Exactly. That was my thought as well. I was like, well, maybe people just don't want to work with you. Well, they did give her a show. She's going out with Lady Bunny. My thought is, well, Lady Bunny will sell tickets.
Wait, her show is with Lady Bunny? She has a show with Lady Bunny.
She's going to do some kind of like mini tour of like six cities with Lady Bunny.
I don't think it'd be a mini tour with that size, but
Not Candy Muse and Lady Bunny's wigs.
Oh my God, there's like one truck just like full of wigs.
All right, who are you excited to see on All Stars before we shut down?
I really like Ginger Minj. I'm happy she's coming back a third time.
I think it could be the reason she's back is to win. I think that's my thought is. Why else would she bother to come back?
Right.
I just quickly searched who's on there again. I like Ginger Minj. Trinity K. Bonet, yes, we love her.
I'm excited to see her as well.
Yeah.
But honestly, now that I'm looking at some of these, like, this is exactly why I'm like, I don't really care. Jan, I like should be excited for, but I'm not that excited. Like, whatever.
No, it's too soon.
Sorry.
Her drag has.
I thought that she didn't really have a personality on the show. She was, like, I know she does. I know
she
that
was
we
a
know
1,000% hyper all the time.
Yeah.
It never went anywhere. So that's why I think it's too certain. She hasn't had enough distance from when she, they recorded it literally right after the finale last season. And so there wasn't that time for her to take in and learn anything, I think, about the TV side of it.
Right.
Oh, well. All right, we're done. Good job, everyone.
It's been fun, Barry.
It's been really fun. If you're interested in playing for All Stars with this as well, let me know. You don't have to do every week if you want to just jump in every now and then.
When does it start?
Yeah.
Thursday.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
And I believe it's a two-part premiere that they're both airing. They're releasing them on the same day. So there's two parts coming out on Thursday.
Oh, so, okay. I'll let you know. I have to.
Yeah, let me know. I haven't really thought about it at all either. So,
yeah.
Other than I'm going to be doing it.
Yeah. Same here. I'm like traveling and stuff. So I need to.
Yeah, yeah.
Figure it all out.
All good. David told me he was on board and he's not playing. So his points will actually count.
Oh, there you go.
So we're good. Thank you everyone for watching. Thank you both Christopher and Brian for joining me. I'll be back for All Stars starting this week.
All right.
Bye everyone.
Bye.